Tobogganing on certain center Wellington hills might not be going away after all, at least not yet. The topic dominated Monday night's township council meeting in Elora. The recommendation before council included council's okay for tobogganing to be permitted at Foot Park and Southridge Park, inclusive of the risk management practices identified in the report before them. As well, the recommendation that tobogganing be prohibited on all other township lands until a final report is considered had the chance to get the green light. After a lengthy exchange, including remarks on staffing, finances, and ease of access for residents, it was Councillor Jennifer Adams who said she would strongly advise against removing the activity from most local hills. She said removing available hills would only make the activity less accessible.
I think it's crucial for maintaining the physical and mental well-being of our residents, particularly our children and families who rely on free, accessible recreational spaces. And removing the option to toboggan in our parks would limit opportunities for active play and forces families to travel further for safe sledding locations and potentially creating barriers for some members of our community.
Calling tobogganing a local tradition, it was Adams' amendment that will see council only temporarily prohibit tobogganing on the high-risk areas of Farrier Park in Fergus for the remainder of the 2025 winter season from February to April. Adams went on to note she recognizes the long-standing value of the winter activity in the community.
Tobogganing has been a cherished winter tradition in our community for a long time, with Farrier Park, for example, serving as a well-loved location for families to enjoy over past generations. The park's history as a gathering place for outdoor winter fun has been deeply established in our local culture, and banning tobogganing here altogether would disrupt a long-standing tradition that many of our residents value.
The activity will be permitted at Foot Park and Southridge Park in Fergus and Elora, respectively, inclusive of the interim risk management practices identified in the report until a final report is considered by council. For the full report that went before council Monday, head to the Center Wellington agenda for the meeting. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.